Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Gold. Now, country is obviously going through a bit of a strange time still at the moment, though it is an awesome time to have some new music out. We're going to find out a little bit about how weird last year was for ARIA-nominated TK Medeza. We're catching up with her right now from West Hollywood. TK, thanks for spending some time here on Ausmade.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, how awesome is it that you're able to Zoom in? We're having a bit of a chat here, but you're actually in the studio right now getting creative.
Yeah, it's been like really cool. Like as soon as I got here, there's always like something to do, and it feels like, yeah, I have to use two parts of my brain every day. That's why I came here, honestly. The goal is to like break here in America.
Yeah,
like, anything. You have to be like on ground and just around and like ready to jump in big situations, because the like best opportunities that you get are the ones you get at the last minute.
Yeah, so, I know,
it's been really cool.
Particularly Australia, we can get so comfortable here and really just kind of sit as that big fish in a small pond.
Yeah, totally. I like the pace in Australia. I mean, the reason why I liked to be in Australia was because I was far away from everyone and no one could reach me, so I had like a lot more time. Yeah.
And you really are sort of doing your own thing too. Whilst your music's, it's really contemporary, but you really know, when you hear a TK song, you know that it's yours. How did you kind of find, it's a bit of a genre melder.
I feel like the way that I grew up, I just grew up around like so many different types of music. I think from my parents, like they listened to bands from like ABBA to like Bob Marley to honestly like Nirvana and stuff as well. So I think I've just taken that genre bending type of influence of like having a playlist of so many different songs to the way I approach music. I think I'm always just trying to like channel a different mood, and it doesn't make sense to just stick to the same thing, because you can't really explain your feelings in like one genre.
And that's what listeners are doing now with on-demand stuff and streaming. People's playlists are expanding and putting heaps of different genres in there too, particularly throughout COVID and people are having a bit more time to listen to music.
Exactly. Like I feel like I found a lot of artists that I wouldn't have necessarily found in like the last year, just because we had the time. I feel like we were all looking for new experiences. Every day has felt the same in the last year.
Groundhog Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know that last year was pretty weird, but now we've got Last Year Was Weird Volume 3, and one of the massive singles coming out of it is Kashmir.
It was one of the first few demos that we had for the trilogy, actually.
Yes.
And the song was written, I just didn't really know like what I would want it to sound like, so we kind of left it for a while, and when we reached Volume 3, I was like, we can't not have this. It's because it's so sentimental, and it's about me saying goodbye to a lot of like just people that I knew that were special to me, but I didn't think I could have them in my life anymore in order to grow, kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, something you've got to be pretty happy with as well is it's really important these days to not only have an awesome sound, but also an awesome visual to go with it. How many gerberas did you end up going through?
There were so many flowers. Oh, my God.
And a gerbera is your favorite, or they just came about because they were big and colorful?
All the flowers that I had in the mood board were exactly that. So they were probably like, okay, TK wants these flowers, because it is my alternate universe that lives in my head. You know?
Yeah. And it's a striking universe. The images that you've got out there that coincide with the music is awesome. Like looking at some of the PR pics. So with this one with the hair up, did you take like a little triangle blue pill to get your hair sit like that with the balls in it?
What?
Is that from like Pfizer? Did they give you a little brand ambassador just for that photo? To go, ping!
Actually, I was definitely not vaccinated before that shoot, so did not. But now I am. The hairstylist was holding it out with a stick.
What else is coming up, TK? So you're obviously in the studio literally right now. What can we expect throughout this weird year?
A few more music videos.
Yeah.
More music. I'm slowly working on an album. That's like, I'm not really like in a rush with that. So I think it's just more so like enjoying this rollout for Last Year's Weird 3.
Yeah.
I'm playing a lot of shows here in America, hopefully soon in Australia.
Awesome.
Praying for that. So just back on the road and more writing, if anything.
Wicked. Awesome. Well, your new one, Last Year Was Weird, Volume 3, it is out tomorrow. And the new single, Kashmir, we're going to play that one right now. TK, absolutely awesome to be chatting with you here. Enjoy the rest of the time in the studio, and thanks for spending it here on Ausmade.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Hey, this is TK Meiser, and this is my new single, Kashmir.